Okay, Mishne Yud. Shmaya v'Avtalion. Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. They were both Geirim, Shmaya v'Avtalion. They were the rabbis of Hillel. Kiblu mehem. Shmaya omer, Shmaya says, O ahuv et ha-malocha, love work, the sanet ha-rabanut, hate the position of the rabanut, don't hate the rabbis, right?
Don't hate the rabbis?
That doesn't mean hate the rabbis. Sanet ha-rabanut, hate the position, hating, you know, a position of a rabbi, like to be position of sarara, position of how you say, leadership, not leadership, permission of being a rabbi, rabbanut, va'al titvadal rashut, and don't make yourself known to the authorities, whatever that means. Well, this is an interesting one, isn't it? Okay, so let's see what this means. What do you think? Oh, hey, but the malacha. Why have to love malacha?
What's happened with malacha in the Bible?
Obviously, malacha means work, right? Why you have to love work? It says, "Bezeh tapecha." After Adam Arishon ate from Eitz Hadas, it says, "Bezeh tapecha tochal lechem." With the sweat of his brow, he'll eat bread. Mesir Michta Meliyahu, Rav Dessler writes that to work is a klala. To work is part of the klala, part of the curse of Adam Arishon. Saying Rav Dessler himself says, Tima et beklala, do less of the klala. Here the Mishnah is saying, love work. How's that work? If it's a klala, you have to love the klala.
What's
klala? Klala means curse. The curse of Adam Arishon, that he was cursed after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, was that he have to be with the sweat of his brow, he would have to work. This Mishnah is telling us to love work. What do you mean to love work? So it says, Adam la'amal yulad. A person is created to toil. Im zoche, if he merits, he toils in Torah. Im lo, b'dvarim acherim, other things. Dvarim acherim. Amal is a mitzias in the world. To work hard is a mitzias in the world. Yeah? So why is this ohev et ha-malocha? What do you mean it's ohev the malocha? Let's see, Rabbeinu. This needs understanding. We talk about Shmaya v'Avtalion. What are they teaching us? Let's see, it says. Ohev et ha-malocha. Shelo tivatel adam ha-malocha. A person shouldn't be bottle, shouldn't be nullifying himself from doing malocha. Ki ha-batela. Just for a person sitting down doing nothing. Mivye et adam lidei shiyamum. Brings a person to boredom. Vehi midat, and this is the midah hacholi. It's an illness. Shneema alav, it says on it, tavat atzel, the desire of a lazy person, tamitenu, will kill him. Ki ma'anu yadav, he prevents his hands, lasot, from doing. Or tzalaman, it needs to say, Kashehu margil evarav, when he accustomizes his body, his limbs, litbatel memelocha, to nullify himself from malocha. Manu yadav, he prevents his hands, ki hahergel, this accustomizing of himself, sholet aleim, has dominion on them. Va'ama alav, okay, and therefore he becomes a lazy person. If a person doesn't work hard, doesn't push in life, becomes lazy. And the lashon of the Mishnah is ta'avat atzel. To be lazy is a ta'ava, is a desire. That means a person is lazy. Now, when we get up in the morning, right? What do we say? It was hard for us to get up in the morning. But we say it's hard for us to get up in the morning. We all have it hard to get up in the morning. What are we fighting with? What midah are we fighting with? What's the midah? What's the midah we're fighting with?
It's laziness.
But what's the laziness based on? Taiva. It's a taiva. It's a desire. Yeah. It's a desire. Somehow we're saying that laziness, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the midah of laziness. A person has to know that's a taiva, that's a desire, that's a natural desire. You're right, it comes from Midas Ha'afa. Midas Ha'afa, the Chaim Vital explains, revolving when we learn simple, we'll do that as well, so Bezar Hashem, explains that Midas Ha'atzel, right, is a desire. There's an inertia in a person. A person innately doesn't want to work hard. Innately. And that's a taiva. Just it's a taiva to have a piece of cake. Why do you like a piece of cake? It's delicious. Why do you like it? Why it's delicious? Do you have to work hard to eat a piece of cake and have fun with it? Have your desires quenched with it? No. Yeah, okay. But if you're making, let's be honest, with the women who make cakes don't eat much.
Weakness.
It's a weakness.
What's
a
search for immediate gratification.
Oh, that's the word. Perfect. A search for immediate gratification. Right? So that's desire. A person doesn't want to work hard. A person's natural tendency is to get immediate gratification. That's the word. That's the nature of a person. That's laziness. The laziness of a person is the need for immediate gratification. He doesn't want to work hard on something inner. He doesn't work hard on being a better human being. He doesn't want to work hard on that. He wants to do things which are easy to get that immediate gratification. That's easy. To work hard is hard. That requires sweat. That's what we're saying here. And we're saying when a person does that, that brings a person to shi'emun. What's shi'emun? Boredom. What's boredom? What's bad about being bored?
You feel no purpose.
You're not doing anything with yourself. You're not moving. You're stagnant. The word for stagnation in Lashon HaKodesh is lamtin, to wait. Shamarat adava, himtin. He waited. Lamtin, the shorish is memtet, death. To be dead is to stagnate. A person who's not working, who's not working hard, he's stagnating. If he's stagnating, he's dead. He's an atzel. He's in the inertia of his goof. The goof is dead unless you give it life, unless you work with it. That's what I'm saying. Over the halacha doesn't mean like to work for a lawyer in Manhattan. Doesn't mean over the halacha, right? There's nothing about that. But over the halacha, love to work hard on yourself. You have to want to work hard. It shouldn't be something which you push away. I desire to work hard. I want to work harder. I want to push. Some people call that drive. Yeah, some people have a drive, some people don't have a drive. You have to push. That's the media that Shmaya Vavtalin is speaking about, to push. People who don't push don't gain in life. They don't gain. Without that media, you're an atzel. You're a lazy person. You're a person that you're a bal taiva. You're a person who desires. You want quick gratification of things. That's what we're saying here. You understand? So it's nothing to do with work. It's to do with being hard working, whatever you do. If you have to work, you have to make a panasa. Okay, you have to make a panasa. So you work hard at it. The time you have to make a panasa, work hard. The time you learn, work hard. The time with your wife and kids, work hard. Work hard on everything. If your person's working hard, he'll grow. If he's not working hard, he'll stagnate. That's it. What makes us work hard? He hasn't told us that yet. What makes us work hard? He's told us what makes you not work hard. He told us that if you get used to not working hard, it becomes your nature. You'll margin yourself not to work hard, it then becomes your nature. A lot of us spent 20 odd years not working hard, because that's, if you look at society, what's society about? Have a milkshake, have a dish shake, have a this, have a that, have a this, right? Enjoy life. Don't work hard. Why work hard? Well, you can have fun, right? No one works hard without having fun, right? There's a lot of fun, right? You want to take it easy. No? Some people work hard having fun?
I'm saying, people go to school to work hard.
But that's not having fun. Professional. That's proper working hard. I'm not saying those people are working hard, so they'll make it. If you want to make it in Manhattan, you work 40 hours a week.
Day.
Yeah, Yeah,
a day. 40-hour day.
Okay, whatever it is, I don't know. You work hard. I'm not saying that's something very purposeful, but they're working hard. Those people, if they become frugal, they'll work hard at learning, right? Because they have that meter. It's a very good meter. It's not a bad meter, it's a very good meter. We have to use it for the proper things. Okay. As we do it in the Mishnah, it says, Taivat ha'atzel tamitenu. Desire of a lazy person kills him. That stagnation is his death. That's what death means. Not growing, not pushing. You have to push. The odd, right? It says here, Rotsalama od. Mikharif atzel lo yecherash. In the winter, a lazy person won't plow. V'sha'al b'katzi v'ayin, and he'll ask in the harvesting, where's my produce? Well, he didn't work hard at plowing his land. What does he expect? There's no produce, right? Shehu choshev, because he thinks, ki kishayashav batel min ha'malach, when he's sitting batel from work, shi menucha, he's having an easy time, menucha lo, v'hefech, and it's the opposite, ki b'yigir yelo menucha. If a person works hard, then he'll have resting. Menucha. I don't say translate menucha. Resting.
Tranquility.
Right. Ki mipnei hachoref, because of the winter, yanuach, he will rest, v'yamod v'beito, and he'll stay in his house, v'lo yechrosh, and he won't plow. V'sha'al b'katzi le'esof, and he'll ask in the harvest time, le'esof hatua, to gather in the produce, Vain, and there isn't. V'yamod barav, and he'll die because he doesn't have anything to eat. Aval hachorish b'chorev, someone who plows in the winter, oved admator, and he works his land, yisba lechem, he will satiate in the bread, ki ein adam mesig lemenucha, a person doesn't reach his tranquility, ach, only be yigia tchila, only with hard work first. Ki merdaf reikim, the running of, how do you say reikim, like empty people, verodif acharei yoshevei, and they running after el yoshevei akronot, the people sitting in, you know, the pub, basically, the people who are sitting in bottle, doing habatlanim mimalacha, the people who don't, nadim macha, yisbarish, will satiate emptiness. So this is telling us, he's telling us two things. He sees that a person's desire is for menucha. A person does want some peace. So our problem is, you know, like we all want this Hawaii, you know, like, how you call it, this Hawaii vacation. I don't know, maybe it's not Hawaii nowadays, maybe somewhere else, right? I don't know where it is. I've never been to Hawaii in my life, but like, imagine, right, with the palm tree and, you know, and whatever, right? And the coconut juice or whatever. Cold, of course,
pina
right?
Colada.
And the what?
Pina colada,
whatever. Colada, yeah. Okay, right. Whatever it's called. I should have some fancy name for it, just juice. But it's probably, right? So, okay. And that's milcha. It's really very untrue. Because if we take everyone here, and we put them on a beach in Hawaii. I gave them as much as this that the pina colada they want. From day to the end of the day to the morning, so they can have stay. They can get all the way they want. But they're only allowed to be in the hotel, and they only have to be on the beach, and that's it. They can't work. They don't have to do anything. It would be killing. It would be killing. They die of boredom. They'd be bored out of their minds. People like that who just, you know, like people who are unemployed are the most depressed people. They're bored out of their minds. You know, youngsters, they get angry. That's why all this violence and all this, they have to do action, they have to do something. They don't necessarily need the money. Sometimes they do. I mean, how much do you spend if you're just sitting around watching television all day or doing what, right? Or on the internet, whatever they do, right? You don't need much. You know, you could probably buy a computer and a thing, and right? The boredom brings a person to anger because a person, the teva of a person is to work. The goof likes manucha. The goof, his desire likes manucha, but he wants instantaneous gratification. That's what we're saying. That's effectively what Rabbeinu is saying. Everyone wants the manucha, but what we don't realize is that real manucha, real peace of mind, real peace of self, real self... That brings a person to real self-peace comes through hard work. If we don't work hard, we're going to look back at our lives and say, what a waste of time. The year I was in yeshiva, wasted. The 2 years I was in yeshiva, just wasted. That's what I'm going to say. The real menucha to a person, the real peace of mind of a person is when he really worked very hard and he says, look what I've done with my life. And that's the truth. When a person works so hard, then he's satisfied with his life. Then he can look back at his life, Baruch Hashem, he did so much. And that's a real peace. And it's a living, internal peace. And such a person, even when he gets older, doesn't stop working hard. Because that hard work, that use of his potential, that use of his kochot, makes him feel good about himself. When a person is not using his kochot, he doesn't feel good about himself. So when we're talking about hard work, we're talking hard work on self. That's the basic need of a person. That's a basic, manucha, the person, when a person sees that he's worked so hard himself, he's improved. That's the internal self. The external self a person can also get pleasure from. The Gaon explains what simcha comes from. Simcha comes from a person feeling he's coming closer to those things that he wants to do, wants to achieve. So if a person wants, like you said, wants to make $1 million, right? And he feels he's getting closer to that, he'll feel simcha. But the sasan that he feels when he's satiated and he gets that thing, that's, since it's a finite thing, since it's a physical thing, the satiation is finite. When a person works hard at something spiritual, the satiation he gets with reaching that spiritual thing in himself is eternal, because it has no limits. If a person worked hard on being a tzaddik, and is now a tzaddik, that's amazing. He doesn't need anything outside him. You see these people, they say, we see it by big tzaddikim, but I'm sure it's by smaller tzaddikim as well, right? There's a certain they're okay with themselves. They don't need anything. They really don't need it. They're not even interested in anything else. They don't have big needs. They don't need the new car it is that comes around and picks them up. Or the new, they're quite happy what they have. They don't have any big needs. It just doesn't even talk to them. I told you about this rabbi who was Nifta Alaoshan recently. Remember I told you? So I told you the story. Remember I told you? Some very, very rich person went to daven by him, to pray by him. And he asked him shailas. And he was very, the answers he got, he was very, very mitpael. He was very, very impressed. So afterwards, the nephew of this person, knew this rich person, asked him, please make me an appointment with this rabbi. I want to talk to him about my, certain things I have, whatever. So this is not a hanhaga for every rabbi. This was his hanhaga. He's one of these, he's a big Kabbalist, and he basically hid himself. He says, please don't bring me anyone. Didn't need it. He doesn't need it. Every day he walked. Every day did the same thing, go to a few people to give shir to, didn't write any chidushim, didn't publish anything, didn't do anything. He was such a happy person, everyone wrote, such a pnimi person, such an inner person. He didn't tell anyone what he knew. Apparently they recorded 3,000 hours of shir for him secretly, but okay. No one even knew.
They released
him? No, not released them. These things are released. No one knew he was the head of all these rabbis. These rabbis are very, very big rabbis, right? No one even knew. Even his brother didn't even know. What's lacking with this person's life? He wasn't famous. He had a very small levaya. There weren't many people in his levaya.
Is there Raki also or no?
Yeah. It was very, very small of Aya. Right? No one knew about him. I remember, you know, someone was, you know, he was in Bible, very small of Aya. No, he came the world quiet, he left the world quiet. But I'm sure in Shemayim, it's not so quiet there. There's certain people. We're just learning this week, we learned with Moshe Shapiro, he's learning Gemara about there's a time when a person hides. There's certain people, there's times for people to hide themselves, and time for people to mufaza, to express themselves. In terms of teaching Torah. But in terms of nista, in terms of pnimiyas Torah, inner Torah, that's something you hide, so something you reveal. Nowadays, we're in a different world where everything's revealed. Because really, we don't really have nista, we don't really have secrets of Torah. Even those people who say they have secrets of Torah, it's very, very, you know, Chazon Ish already said that after Leshem, there's no secrets in Torah. We don't have, we don't, you know, we don't, we're missing these people, these big people, we're missing. We don't know what it looks like to be like these people. We don't know what it is. We have no clue. But you have to understand, there is such a concept, there is such a thing, it's a Gemara, there is such a thing. You have to understand that. And that's where the Ikar Avodah is. The Ikar Avodah is on our inner self. A person is not going to be happy unless he's worked on his inner self. Most people are too busy working on their outer selves. People like me, people appreciate me, people think I'm big, people think I'm a big rabbi, people think I'm a big guy, people think I'm a big learner, people think I'm like this. Big, 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 big. That's the secular world. The big balloon, then the little bit goes, boop, and it's finished, right? But when you work on your inner self, and the inner self means an inner part of you that no one knows about, don't get angry, you talk nicely, you daven well to your Creator, you do all these things. And I want to tell you something, it's so much harder to work there. Because no one appreciates you there, because no one knows about it. You're quiet. You're not asking all the kashas in shir. You're not drawing attention to yourself. You're quiet on the side. All of us have to have that. You know, the Ben Ish Chai, right? Later life. And all these big rabbis did it. There's a concept that they went to Golus. What do you mean they went to Golus? He like took off his rabbi clothes and he dressed up like a simpleton, and then he went into the streets and like, you know, for a few years, and then at that time he wrote his Sfarim and he's like, he was hid from people, but no one would know who he was.
Ben Ish Chai did this?
Yeah. Many rabbis did this. Many of the big rabbis did this. I think even the Gro wanted to do this. There were stories of there was very big rabbis in Ashkenaz who, I'll tell you a story. This story I heard from Moshe, I think it was this week or last week, I've forgotten now. But it made a big impression on me. There were a few bacharim in the yeshiva, right? And there was a Jew outside whose horse was what's it called, needed to be helped to, like, you know, the thing fell down from the horse. And these bacharim, they were very, very, very big talmidei chachamim. When Mufalpil were discussing, should they be Mufalpil Terah to help him? Probably can do it by himself. Does he need them? Does he not need them? Right? And there was like a guy sitting in the yeshiva, or the place where they were learning. And everyone thought he was like some, you know, like poor Ani, nothing. Zero. One of these zeros. Right? He was sitting there. No one thought anything of him, right? He actually wasn't a zero. And he said to them, you're being mefalpel, you're delving into the Gemara to help out a yid. You should be embarrassed of yourself. You're mefalpel to help a yid. You're, what's it called? The Kodesh Baruch Hu will show you what happened with your legs. Legs that can't go and help out a Jew. Anyway, this pauper, who was supposed to, was apparently a little pauper, right, was actually someone who was hiding himself. A very, very big rabbi was hiding himself. And he was, what's it called, later on in life, unfortunately, these bacharim, these boys, these, I don't know who they were, but these people who were very, very big people, all had something wrong with their legs. All they had machlok with their legs. So you have to understand something, you know, like, sometimes we learn and we learn and we learn, and we forget simple things. A yid needs your hand, go give a hand, a yid.
was a rabbi?
I don't know. This is a story I've heard. Probably the names were given, but I don't know that I remember the names. This I heard from Ramosh Shapiro. This week or last week, I've forgotten that. Okay. Sone Tarabalud. Hate Rabbonus. What's Rabbonus? Hate the Sarara. Let's see what he says. Samachze la'avodat ha'malacha. He put this near, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to work. Shehem, hard work. Shehem mi'inyan echad. It's the same concept, he's saying. Shisneta rabbanut. The person should hate the rabbanut. Umalat habatlanim. And the mala of those people who aren't working. Shesofan lavo el midat ha'oni. In the end, they will come to be poor. So he's saying, hate being those people who just learn. It seems to be, as we've been saying. Because in the end, those people just become poor. V'yasok b'malachto, and a person should do work, kol hayom, every day, k'da'amel, lifshot nevelta b'shuka. It's even worth taking off the hide of a nevela, of a dead animal, in the middle of the shuk, right? V'achol igra, and the person will eat his reward. V'lo teiman, don't say, kahana ana, I'm a Kohen. V'gavra rabban, I'm a big man. V'al ze amar shlom ma'alav ha'shalom, tov nikle, it's a better person who's light. V'avad lo, and he works, mimitchabed, someone who honors himself and doesn't want to work. V'chaser lechem, and he's missing bread. V'ein perush shal nikle kamash ma'o. And this perish of nikla isn't in simple sense. Ahu hefech l'sarat ha-mitkaved. It's the opposite of sarat ha-mitkaved. He's saying like this. Don't say, I'm such a big person, how can I go and work? It's menial for me to work. It's a menial thing. I'm such a big rabbi, I'm such a big person, I don't need to work. It's a menial thing for me to do. No. That's hate the Rabbonus. Hate the Rabbonus doesn't mean hate to be a rabbi. It means hate not working for your livelihood. Don't take the easy way. Now, if you're a rov and you're getting paid, that's something you're working, right? But I mean, it's not work like work. You don't get paid like working because you only get tzchar batala. You don't get the same salary as a work. Yeah. So that means, what does it mean? It means here that a person, even when he's even in environment Shubha Kedusha, even things which are terror, a person shouldn't take an easy life for himself. He says, Ma'ain, the same thing. Whatever a person, the foundation in life is this hard work. And you need to be mefanis your wife and kids. You need to look after your wife and kids. You need to have bread on the table. Now, you don't need to have tons, right? You need to have enough to satiate them, so they get their needs. And you have to work a day or two or whatever you have to do that. You have to do it. Don't say, oh, it's not for my cover, it's not for my thing. You have to sometimes do things you wouldn't want it to do. You have to, sometimes the Rabbeinu brings, you have to, you know, take a nevela and be mafshit, take a menial job. Now, there's halachas, depends, you know, if you're a big rabbi and you can't do that, so, you know, it's mutal on the tzibur, maybe the tzibur has to help you out or whatever, I don't know. But there's halachas for it. Nowadays, there's a little bit of a difference. This is supposed to already speak about it. Supposed to speak about that since we came, you know, like we came, we're basically tied to the shamen. We're like destroyed. We don't have terror. So after the Holocaust and after everything, there's a rebuilding of the terror. So just as in the time, the basic midrashat, you had, you know, Levi, Shevet Levi, which is like a 12th or maybe less, the Jewish people serving Hashem and not getting involved. Hashem hu nachalato. Right? So too, you have what's called like Shevet Levim, the Avreichim, the people sitting and learning. We're learning seriously. The people who are learning seriously, that's Hashem u'nachlato. And then there's Avtocha. The Rambam says Avtocha is a promise. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will give that which is mistapa, maspikle, which is enough for them. They won't be living in riches. They'll have what they need, their basic needs they will have. Fair? Fair. That's a person to realize. The person has to realize that life's about this hard work. You can't give up on it. You have to work very hard. Work very hard on his inner self. Work hard on his panasa. Wherever he is, whatever stages, whatever is around him in life, the internal, the external, work hard. Clear? That's it.